My name is David Garza, and I am working an extraordinary amount of hours every day. I often say that it feels like it's blur's day because one day just blurs right into the next. It's been a pretty incessant run since mid-March. A crisis like this, I mean, to me, has brought up a kind of existential moments and questions, and particularly, you know, as the leader of an organization like Henry Street, and so with 127 years of history, we have a lot of points of reference, you know, some that I've been around for. I've been around for 20 years, some that are in the blueprint that our founder left for us. But we're probably one of the few organizations that could say, as COVID was bearing down, that this is not our first pandemic. You know, we were active during the Spanish flu of 1918. But I've been at the settlement, you know, through 9/11, through Hurricane Sandy, through a blackout, and understand that how quickly you can move matters. I stay close to the work. I stay close to the team that does the work. When you work at an organization like Henry Street that has the profound responsibility of helping people and taking care of people and supporting people, and when a crisis like this bears down, your thoughts go to the most vulnerable. Like, who's the most vulnerable and what do we need to do to help them? We started to really make definitive and decisive moves. You know, there were some moments of deliberation, but at the moment it becomes visceral and you know, you decide. And if that's against the grain, so be it. It felt like a game of like speed chess, like just, you know, situation, decision. The need was so basic, vital, and primitive, if you will, like get people food, get people diapers, get people medicine. We redirected food from school-based programs. We redirected immediately to the shelter. We quadrupled the amount that we were getting. We redeployed nurses that normally work at our primary health clinic, but because that stopped, we put them at our shelter. We began to redeploy staff. The fear of getting sick, you know, ourselves, was to me the most challenging uncertainty. I can remember just being at the end of a week and just like losing it, like, you know, kind of like right now, like just did I sanitize my hands? Did I wash my hands? Did I keep my mask on? Did I touch my face? I often have a tendency to think that I'm overthinking things, and my own kind of defense in that is that, you know, I'm not overthinking and I'm being thoughtful. And I think that what you do is important. How you do it is equally important. And so a lot of the decisions at the settlement, you know, we're very thoughtful about. We think, are we including people in the decision that are going to be impacted? Are we giving people agency? The Lower East Side is such a resilient community. You know, you name it, the Lower East Side has lived through it. It's hopelessness that would really devastate a neighborhood. And the Lower East Side is never without hope. And so there's a certain determination and focus and urgency, and also kind of crisis maturity. Like, it's not our first rodeo in some ways. It's exposed raw so much of the, you know, the structural problems and the disparity, whether it's around class, whether it's around race, whether it's around public health access. I don't know how it got quantified, but it, you know, we came out with serve the community, support the team, keep the doors open, worry about the financial implications last. And that strategic prioritization has carried us through to today.